minutes?
Also, I have a motion accepting the minutes as written.
Second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
All right, next, last month of the year, we have $9,005,000 in cash money available. That includes $4 million in a short-term investment that's coming due next month. But money is $5,230,000 bill. We renewed the pollution policy for 5 years. And the amount of that has not changed, it's $52,000 for 3 years. That's pretty much all I have.
Have we had any claims against it that we know?
That's executive session privilege.
I'm asking historically. Yeah, it's grown up, that's good.
Keith, could you, I had sent a note to you to ask you if you could do an update of the, ask the broker to do an update.
Correct, you asked me to do that for the board meeting, that would be for, I was thinking for.
Okay, I was thinking you would bring it here with this insurance rate.
I'll have it, I can send it to you as soon as he sends it to me, but I told him I didn't need it until the beginning of January.
Okay, well, I just would like the board every year to review their insurance coverage and, understand what the coverages are, and in particular, that some of those coverages are not admitted companies.
I'm sorry, I.
In particular, that is not admitted.
Yes.
Not that it's not good.
No, I know.
But that it's not admitted, and I want the board to be aware of that, okay? That that's what your insurance company.
And when you say not admitted, does that mean it's not admitted in New York State?
Yes, correct, correct. All right, thank you.
Next.
Okay. We are breaking ground on two projects at beginning of this week and next week. NSMU 601, child stabilization, and LCR 803, which is in Lewisboro Town Park for subsurface infiltration. Both projects are with coil construction, and they intend to be working through the winter. We'll have closeout on those in.
Yeah, is the one on Killer Lane too?
That's Killer Lane, NSMU 601.
Okay, I thought they, so this is what time of year they wanted it done?
Yeah, we have a tight window of, you know, basically November 1st to middle of May. So contractor's aware, and we'll be able to work with the property owner and the representation to make sure we get there.
So do we have the installation agreement for those?
Yes.
Signed?
Oh.
Because you've got that pending.
Yes, they've signed it. I'll update the sheet for the next meeting. They signed it, I'll make sure that, we signed it, they signed it, and I'll make sure that a copy is filed with you.
Okay, I just want to make sure these are done before you figure it out.
Yep. The next up on, for installation and construction is going to be.
Can I just ask one other question?
Yes.
I apologize. The YMU 602, you should have a couple of color up here. Is that, you have installation currently ongoing?
Yes, so the.
How long does it take to do catch basin inspections?
2 days. With that project, there was a series of catch basins that we could immediately install and get them in and be done with. And then there was a series that we were determining whether or not, do we want to make adjustments in the field? Was it going to be worth our investment to fix things?
That's fine, I just was wondering if I saw.
Typically, very, very short, but we'll have that one wrapped up. Next, for installation, is going to be CNC 1000 at Walter Panis High School, which are catch basin inserts. We're trying to plan that around their spring break, which comes up in April. After that is another round of the inserts in Carmel at Marina Drive and Ridge Road. Marina Drive is a series of many different private property owners, along with the town and Putnam County, in a commercial area right at the southern tip of Lake Mayapack. So on both of those cases, we'll make sure we have proper documentation in place, one, for installation agreements, two, to confirm the engineer is comfortable moving forward with those proposals.
Are these all ones that are in areas where the houses aren't below them?
Correct. Both are on the banks of water. So anything downstream of that will go directly into Lake Carmel, or I'm sorry, Lake Manapac, or Lake Lanida.
Great.
Nope, she left.
At the request of the DEP, and follow up from the discussion from last month, we took a hard look at the project, the running project list, see how we can trim it down to meet the goal of not exceeding about 10% for projects. We have reached that. Instead of, I think, 1,012 kilograms was the goal, where we were hovering right around 1,008 for active projects that are being pursued. But that comes with a large asterisk that, and I'll make sure that the DEP is aware of this, that all these projects are fluid. The project update sheet is fluid. We may find something, we get better value out of a project that we didn't inspect as those submittals come in. So that while we'll keep the 1,012 kilogram number as a hard line, there may be some fluctuation.
Is that 10% over?
Yes. Yeah. But I'll continue to work with their office to make sure that we're at the right zone that they're comfortable with.
Can I just ask a question regarding that? The list is smaller. You had talked about making like stop work orders. Did you do that?
There were some that we didn't need to. There was a group that we had that there were stop work orders. We cleared it out. We didn't feel that they were going to move forward, and that's done. There were others that were worked on internally that we were going to work with municipalities to move forward with, that did not have any financial commitment, did not have an engineer record on it, that did not need those stop work orders, that allowed us to get to the number that we have.
Would it be possible to send me an email, like just a list of ones that you cut off?
What got flushed out, yeah.
That's sure. Great, thank you.
Anyone else?
Last item there that I wanted to talk about was actually at new CENCR 801. We are looking to break ground with that project as soon as possible. The holdup there has only been in a reimbursement agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers. They have recently changed their contract language, and that unfortunately means that we would like to make sure that we have a new resolution here for the president to sign the updated, revised Army Corps agreement.
And I would say it's not significantly different, but because this is the Army Corps, and because I don't want them to say, where's the resolution approving the new agreement, I think we should go ahead and do that too.
So you reviewed the agreement and
yes,
the changes?
Yes, yes, and yeah. I can review those with you, but they're...
And this is...
It was a pretty late addition to the.
So you should have a resolution.
It's new CNCR 801.
Yeah. So that's what that's for, to reapprove that.
All right, while we're talking about it, would somebody like to introduce the resolution?
Of course. I will introduce the resolution as we
do. We have a second?
I'll make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, moving on. Kent, MB.
Next up is a group of projects that we'd like to make begin the environmental review on. First are two projects that we'll be declaring ourselves a lead agency and seeing whether we will initiate a coordinated review. Kent MB 1000 is for channel stabilization and installation of filters.
You have Kent? You've got two Yorktowns. MU40 and MU1000 units.
Oh, so this, we don't, there's no attachment for that one.
So there's no, but we
there's
don't have
no,
a resolution on
there's
Kent?
No resolution
there's
for
no.
This one. Nope.
Okay.
No.
Was
that one of the ones that you sent us?
No.
Yes, we sent that last week. I don't. We may not have gotten a resolution back. I'm not sure.
I don't remember that one. Do you have that one on your list? Yeah, we thought we did all the resolutions that we...
Yeah, I thought that was all of them.
All right, so I'd like to...
What was the, I'm sorry.
Kent MV 1000.
This is the project where we are going to team with a private developer to fix up the property and the municipal outfalls within the border.
So Corey's done a short EAF on it?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to move that we declare our intent to be lead agency for Kent MV 1000. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was simple.
Yes.
We're lead agency here now. We're going to act like we're the lead agency.
So. Correct. To the next one on the list, which is YMU 40 at Halleck's Mill Road. That is for the installation of a bio-infiltration filter on municipal property. Our intent is to go for reimbursement with Army Corps of Engineers on this project. As part of the permit process, we need to have a secret declaration ready. So it will be, permits will be necessary. Yes, it's the loan project on the back. Sorry, I didn't squeeze it. Permits are necessary for that project. We are in the vicinity of wetlands. And so we would like to begin the likely coordinated review with the necessary parties.
And how is this possibly project year 2014?
So that one was, it's gone through a couple of different iterations. We have got it up off the ground back in 2014, and it was too close in the vicinity of wastewater line.
It's not accounting for anything in 2014. You're just suggesting when the project started.
It was in the 2014 work plan. So it's just an old project that we dusted off and feel we can accomplish now. Especially with the help of Army Corps funds within Westchester.
Now, is this something we're allowed to exceed the 110%? Or are we using East Hudson funds also with this, or just Army Corps?
We'll use East Hudson funds for the local match for Army Corps. So I believe it's an 80%, 20% split. We spend 100% of the costs and get reimbursed for 80% through Army Corps. So we like to declare
part of the 1008.
Yes. We like to.
Are you any less sensitive on that? Are the DEP any less sensitive when you have other people's money?
I'm not even sure which project we're talking about.
It's the one on the back of the page, of the one page. It's the one in Yorktown. Alex Mill.
Honestly, it would be helpful if we got like these resolutions. Cornell Road is not even on the agenda, and I didn't have a resolution. I don't think in my package I was emailed to me. It just would be helpful to get that stuff.
I agree.
There's some insurance issues that we're going back and forth to you and Matt Cash, but I don't know if those will work out.
Yep.
So which project are we talking about?
Well, it's how much mill. The reason I'm asking is 80% of it's being paid for by the Army Corps of Engineers. Now we're moving forward with that, but is there another one Army Corps that we're waiting on?
I can't tell you how to spend any Army Corps money. DEP signed a contract to pay for retrofits for years 1 through 10. The DEP funds can be used to pay for retrofits for years 1 through 10, plus the 10% contingency.
I know, but I'm asking how hard the 10%
negotiation to revise that contract so it says different. Does that make sense?
It does. But do we have any other stuff we're doing? You said the other one was that 78 kilogram one. Is that Army Corps also? The channel stabilization, Longfellow, or not?
No, that is, that will be FAD funding.
Okay.
Yeah, everything that's on this page is our active list that is either being paid using FAD funding, existing WQIP funding. In some cases, we're going to get a little boost of help from Army Corps to bring this one.
It's only the Alex Mills Army Corps?
That one, and we've asked Army Corps to assist with LMU 1017 and YMU 1001. But those are, we're not at a point where we need to enter into anything with Army Corps. It's a request that we put into their office.
Did you say that was LMU
1017? 1017, yeah. And then YMU 1001.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay.
so it's 20 kilograms.
So Vinny, what is your question about the Court Mountain project?
It's not on the agenda, and I didn't have the resolution until I got here.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
unfortunately, Army Corps was only able to get their request into us very late.
So it was,
as
just
it's
to
a time
be
sensitive
clear,
thing.
It was already approved project, and they sent us a slightly revised version of the agreement with them that was a different form but wasn't really different in substance. But I felt that from a perspective of, you know, because we're dealing with Army Corps and they're very persnickety about documentation, I wanted to have the board reauthorize the execution because we already signed it, right? We already signed this agreement pursuant to the prior execution, pursuant to the prior resolution. Just explaining what's going on.
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine. It's just,
yeah,
it's confusing for me to try to.
I understand.
Try to
what
goes on.
Sure.
And
last minute about what's going on.
When you have a last minute agenda addition, maybe it would be helpful to just make sure to do a distribution to everybody so they have it as far ahead of the meeting as possible. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Longfellow Drive,
sure.
I don't think there was a resolution included with this, at least my
pack
that I got.
No, there was not. No.
Mine neither, Vinny.
I was told to put it in this morning.
Lead agency notice.
I'm stuck on persimmon.
Well, they are. They can. All right. Somebody want to make a motion on Yorktown YMU 40. All in favor?
Aye.
Those are just lead agencies. Now we're on to something serious, a negative determination. Overall business.
YMU 1001, the resolution today is for to approve a negative declaration for the project. We are looking to install subsurface infiltration along a town right-of-way in Yorktown. The project has no permitting process that's necessary. It will not have an adverse impact on the environment, much like all of our projects have positive impacts on the environment. So we're asking for a negative declaration to be passed today.
And I call the board's attention to the part three, which is the narrative of the determination and significance that Kevin just summarized. So that's the statement of the negative declaration.
Somebody like to introduce the motion?
Second
the reso.
Discussion. Should this be filled out when we do this, or should it be filled out at part two? We should be saying no while we still need to.
Yes, I mean, if you.
It's already filled out, and that's fine. I don't think there's any disagreement with it. But should it be filled out as a matter of record beforehand?
So, generally, when I'm doing it at town, we're filling them out ahead of time, and the boards are reviewing them and agreeing with the statements that are made.
We do that same process.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good point, and I was calling your attention to part three, but you're right, we should be looking at part two, too, in the meeting and identifying whether there are any small or any moderate to large impacts based on those questions.
Do we do a circulation on this? The reason I ask is, was my board made aware of a project, you know, in the town?
They were made aware, yes. And
but I mean, just like a formal referral, you know, I was thinking, you know, doing the secret coordinated review that a package goes to the town clerk for the board's consideration. I mean, for example, it'll probably require a local town wetlands permit. Not that I'm trying to throw a wrench into it, but procedurally, the town might, you know, say, you know, maybe we should be lead agency.
The town has actually given us the lead agency authorization on all projects for.
Yeah, where is that? I'm just thinking that's the case, but where is that documented? Is that individually by town?
Each town, about 6 years ago, was given. Document
right.
Saying, you know, we would take lead agency on all East of Hudson matters,
right,
in order to expedite the process.
Right. So you're not circulating to the town.
Documents are given to the town.
You're doing lead agency.
No.
You're giving them.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, I know what's going on in North Sound, but I don't think the town board is really. It hasn't gone to the town board.
The town board hasn't made a determination. The that local town board has not made an individual determination on this project.
I'm just thinking, you know, procedurally, probably, then I should, you know, I or you, Kevin, should just present to the board what's going on to keep it in the loop in some fashion. So I just want to, you know, make sure they have a heads up on.
Let me ask a question following up on this. Obviously, I've been there too long, but a lot of times people change every 2 years. Potentially, we're working in a town and the town board has no idea. The town board that's in place, right, has no idea we're doing a project.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah, so it's on the town to request.
I don't know if it would be a bad idea just to say, hey, just FYI, we're doing this.
Right, isn't that said when we have this email package sent to us on a regular basis? Right,
it is,
month,
but, it
right?
But do you forward it to the town board or do you really know what's going on?
If they, well, the supervisor's here, so he gets it, and he will speak to the town board as necessary. So they will be aware of things that are relevant to the town, yeah. I mean, that's part of the responsibility of what we have, I think. I mean, I'm a representative here for the town of Cornwall, as is the supervisor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's something going on that impacts the town, we both receive the packages, you know.
Yeah, well, we receive the package because we're here on this executive committee. I don't know if everybody receives the package.
No, not everybody on the board receives the package.
So I'm just saying.
If it's relevant, they will get the package, and they will. I will present something at the board. I will do what I need to do to get to shepherd it through for the supervisor to do it. So.
And get 100 stupid questions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a nice story.
Well, I mean, lacking another method of doing it, then I should take on the responsibility of making sure my board's up to speed and sounds like what I need to do.
Correct.
So, okay. So, I mean, obviously, we're doing a neg deck, but, you know, to have up-to-date plans as they progress that I can share with.
Yes.
So
yes,
ultimately, you'll be presenting an IMA, I mean, excuse me, an installation.
Correct.
For the board's approval, right?
Yes. Yeah, with these, I have full intent to be before the town board, go through everything and outline exactly what's happening, how it's.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You don't do that on every project.
I will gladly do that on every project.
No, I know. I'm just asking as a matter of procedure. I mean, I know what's going on in my town with the MU-601, whatever. You know, I've mentioned it a couple of times to the board, but there's been no formal.
Right.
They would have to formally approve your signature on the IMA, I mean, on the installation agreement, right? When the time comes. So at
so.
That point, they would have to. I hope.
I don't think so.
They have it in the past. Just joking.
I mean, I have to go back and think about it.
I've got to have board's approval before I sign the IMA.
No, the installation agreements.
But aren't, when we're doing the installation agreements, are we
I don't even know where we are at this point.
Yeah, 30, between 30 and 60.
Yeah,
what,
I mean,
you know,
I
what it is.
Just want to, you know, it's not an issue in Yorktown, but I mean, there's projects we talked about today, there isn't anybody representing those municipalities that get kind of far down the line and they go.
Is Yorktown aware that we're doing these things in Yorktown?
I can't tell you, and we're having some changes in terms of our board, so not everybody will be aware of it come January, and then we'll have a new supervisor and a new board member.
Who's going to be the supervisor?
Tom Diana.
So can I make a motion to accept the SECA?
That would be great.
It would be a second.
Fantastic.
I already seconded it, too.
Oh, so we can talk.
God help you.
Rich has to grab the media.
Wait, that was the previous. That was the previous resolution, not this one.
All right, do
that
we have anything on O&M?
I think huh? Linda would really like to, for the
I'll
minute,
second.
To know what the motion and the second was for this one. For
yeah.
Who made the motion?
Yeah.
That was the previous
who
one.
Who made the motion?
I did not make the motion. I had discussion.
All right, Tony made the motion.
No,
Warren
seconded it, and then he said discussion.
I remember that.
Okay.
Right. Linda, a friend said he was a troublemaker.
I heard that.
All right, on some of these things, it would probably be good procedure to make sure that the people that are not here,
what's done, we'll talk about
they're
it.
Aware of exactly what's going on in the town. You said the ones that are going to get the calls regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't, I just don't know if they all pay attention.
Right, which is why I provide the documents quarterly to everybody and try to beg and plead everybody to speak with their town representatives. And then I get yelled at for it.
Yep. Anything new on O&M?
No, I just want to again give notice to some of the work that Corey did on putting together a really functional O&M map and database for us here and streamlining a lot of the reviews, inspections, and documentation. We've got the ability to get out there and do it entirely digitally and cut out about this much paperwork. So we've really made some leaps and bounds in being able to share that documentation with the towns and streamline some of this stuff.
Is this a GIS layer by any chance?
It's a whole GIS dashboard that I built. It uses a bunch of different maps and layers. It's our original entire mapping that we have on our website.
Is it easy for us to get an access to the layer for our GIS? So we can
depends on if I can add you to my organization. The issue with adding outside people is you typically need to add extra licenses or viewers.
Well, we go through the county for all Westchester County.
Yeah, so I'll have to look into that and see if I can add you guys as a
That would be beneficial for sure.
Yeah, we'll see if there's a really great way to share the data with each individual town. We discussed it briefly, but it's
like
some nuts
and
bolts
to get
through.
Just so they know what we're doing.
Sure.
We have, yeah. Right.
Well, we'll reach out to them and
that would be
you know,
great
share with us.
The more they see all the wonderful things, the DEP may not care, but the DEC
the more they see, the more they're going to want.
I asked them.
What's the
alternative? I've been bothering these guys for years.
My end of year package idea was I was for every municipality, I was going to send any issues that they had that I found, or any deficiencies with their current motion.
For the Westchester IMA.
We're going to get back in a couple weeks.
I just want to make sure we don't forget about it.
Nope, I have.
I'm assuming Kevin, you told him exactly what he has to do, though.
Oh, yeah.
It may look like I'm in control.
No.
It's the
all right. Are we good?
Yes.
All right. Other business. Christine, you want to read the resolution?
Sure will. Maybe we should make Linda read it to see if she can read my handwriting.
It's a whole page.
Whereas the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation and the County of Westchester have entered into an municipal agreement, which currently expires December 31, 2022, providing for reimbursement of the cost of O&M for EOH communities within Westchester County from WPIP funds. Now therefore be it resolved by the Executive Committee of the Board of Directors of the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation that the President is hereby authorized to execute an extended intermunicipal agreement providing continued reimbursement for a period of up to 5 years from remaining available WQIP funds.
I'll make the motion.
One second.
Is that okay, Vinny? He's looking at you.
All in favor?
No, I'm sorry, Bill. Yeah.
The only thing I would say is just before WQIP, I would put East of Hudson with EOH.
Yes, thank you.
I think you have it in there twice.
Very good.
Give me re-motion.
No.
With that amendation.
I'll make the motion with the amendments that Billy just mentioned. Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion to go into executive session.
Oh, geez, you're good. That was good to see. Yeah, that would be great.
Second.
All in favor?